Tech with Jess.
With Renault. Tech forward design. Google built in. And up to 50 apps. Rethink Renault.
Now, Jess Kelly is with me to talk tech and answer your tech questions. You can WhatsApp them to us, 087-1400-106. A few other matters, though, to discuss. Social media addiction, first of all.
Yes, this is a fascinating case that I've been watching closely over the last little while. So last week we saw Snap, which is the parent company of Snapchat, settle with a now 20-year-old woman known only as KGM. In her case against TikTok, Snapchat, Google and Meta for social media addiction. So using the template of what we saw against Big Tobacco, a number of cases are now coming to the fore. This one of KGM's beginning actually today. They are suing social media for the design, not the content. So for such a long time, the big companies have hidden behind Section 230.
So it's the algorithm, addictive algorithm.
It's the endless scroll. It's the algorithm. It's things like beauty filters. So the woman at the center of this particular case joined YouTube when she was 8, Instagram when she was 9, TikTok when she was 10. And she claims the addictive design, but also things like the filters. So when this person was very, very young, the, you know, puppy dog filters, the beauty filters, all of the things that encourage body dysmorphia were all over the platform. And she is now saying that she has suffered as a result of that. So that's one example. But then come the summer, we're also going to see this class action suit coming. And this includes 2,000 individuals, schools, districts in the US claiming that the big tech companies firstly must need to change how they function and secondly pay for counselling and the supports of these young people who are now addicted to these platforms.
That could be a big bill for the tech companies.
Big time.
Now, it's not going to happen in France in a few years' time because the young people won't get access, will they?
Yes, well, that's looking likely now. So the French are looking to move another step closer towards banning social media for those under the age of 15. So this is following the template of what we have seen in Australia. I think it'll be fascinating in the next month or so to check in with the Australians and see exactly how it's going down, see what kinks have been ironed out. But this is another shift. You can completely see it happening in this country in not too far down the line. It'll all rely on, though, the age verification and the security and the privacy aspect of all this. But it is another step in that direction.
And meantime, TikTok is now Americanized for America. It's still the same old TikTok over here. And there are fears that it might become Trump TikTok.
Yes, indeed. So as we spoke about briefly on News Talk Breakfast yesterday, ByteDance, which is the parent company of TikTok, owns less than 20% of TikTok now. It is currently being trained. The algorithm is currently being trained on American data. However, Gavin Newsom in California has expressed serious concern that anti-President Trump content is being suppressed on the platform. We're also seeing very high-profile content creators in America who have been posting anti-ICE sentiments. Their videos have dropped off a cliff in terms of the views, engagement and all the rest. So Gavin Newsom is now carrying out an investigation, essentially, in terms of the content moderation processes on TikTok to see if there is undue influence, if there is editorializing of content happening in the background. This is of significant concern because TikTok, we know, TikTok is a big driver and a main source of news and information for those aged between 15 and 25. So if you can no longer, well, firstly, we know you can't trust what you're seeing because you're seeing one thing being told another. We have the whole deep fake thing, content manipulation, and then we're battling against algorithms but that are being controlled allegedly by those who are aligned with President Trump.
Now, the questions. I'm moving my work office from downstairs to my box room. I had the laptop near my Wi-Fi router and also I had it wired. Can you advise the best extender for the room upstairs?
So I would look at a mesh system. So the Tendinova mesh system is a good option. Also TP-Link do great ones. You could also look at getting someone to move your router upstairs. If that's going to be, you know, the main room that you're doing video calls and all the rest in, that could be an option as well.
Can Jess please advise on a nickel-free smartwatch? I have a severe nickel allergy. That's from Moira.
I'd have to check into that. I wouldn't know off the top of my head. So I will check it out and have an answer for you.
Because it would be the little things on the back, the charging the points and things
and
like
rest,
that. Most
yeah.
of the rest of the body is not metal. It tends to be...
The other thing, yeah, you see, the key issue here is that the sensor needs to be touching the skin for the information to be accurate. Now, what you could do is get something like a Fitbit or an Apple Watch, get a protective cover, and then just forego things like the heartbeat tracker and all the rest, and just use it essentially as a pedometer.
Jess was to come back on last week's question to recommend any simple software I can use to capture and convert my years of family VHS tapes onto the computer.
Yes, so let me just pull this up here now, because I actually was thinking about this. So on, now I know people don't love it, but on Amazon, there are devices that will do exactly that. They cost around €50. The thing that I haven't checked, because I haven't tested them myself, is the compatibility and the ease of use. So essentially what you get is the cables. You need to have your own VHS player, which is one thing to consider. It comes with the cables then to connect a VHS player to your TV or to your laptop, and then it'll convert them across. Again, I haven't used them, so I can't wholeheartedly recommend one, but I do know they exist. They're around £50 and you can get them on Amazon.
What's the most economic SIM options for a family of four? I'm paying a fortune out on different SIMs at the moment. That's from Adele.
I would go down the GOMO route. So you can sign up to GOMO. It's $14.99 a month. Calls, text, data. You can stop at any time because it's a 30-day rolling contract. I would not be on any bill plans.
I've been downloading my photos and videos from my home onto a memory bank over the years. I have far too many to keep buying extra cloud storage. It's such a laborious task. You have to download 1,000 at a time from Google Pics, then wait for the download, save them manually to a folder on my laptop, then go back to find the last pic you selected in order to highlight and download the next 1,000. Then with Live Pics, two versions of each pic is stored, so I'm manually deleting one copy of each pic. It's so painstaking, it takes days and weeks, etc., etc. I'm now second guessing all of this. So what to do?
I honestly, I don't know how many photos you have. It sounds like you've got many. What I do is I pay for storage. So I'm currently paying £22 a month for 2 terabytes of storage on Google. Like, that's more than I need at the moment. I still have more space than I know what to do with. It's a significant amount of money, but the issue I have with the hard drives is, firstly, they can smash, they can get corrupted, things can happen, and then you can lose your copies of them. Also, you have no guarantee that in 5 years' time, computers will still have ports that will open them.
Tell me, what tools do you have when you're in the cloud with all your pictures, and say you've 5,000 pictures, and you want to get rid of the duplicates and kind of put them in some sort of order, accessible order, what tool do you use?
I just use Google Photos. So at the moment, so I have just opened my Google Photos here. I've just put in your name, and I have pictures, obviously, from working with you for 15 years or thereabouts. All the pictures there.
Oh my
God. Could go, you can see all the pictures we have together.
How embarrassing.
I know. You look stunning, though. But you can go through and you can delete duplicates. You can arrange by location. That's all included. And that, for me, is why the price of Google Photos is worth it.
Final one. Speaking of external drives, what would you recommend for an external hard drive? Say 2 terabytes. I want to use it for long-term storage. Not keen on the cloud. Is there much difference between HDD and SSD types from Donal?
So that is, it's the solid state drive. So I would go for an SSD if you can. Seagate is the brand that I used to buy all the time. They have come down in price. So that would still be the brand that I recommend.